Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
For hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. It will help you with your small business, whatever's going on, whatever opportunity or challenge you're dealing with. We got something that you can read or listen to or watch right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon to be not a new friend, Catherine Smith Diedrich is an attorney. She's the author of 10 Things I Wish Someone Would Have Told Me. And she's a very accomplished mother, a very accomplished professional, as well as mother of two beautiful grown daughters. Catherine, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website and tell us how we can find your book?
Yeah, you can go to 10thingsbook.com. You can get it from there.
The number 10thingsbook.com.
Book.
All right, exactly. So check that out. And it's available wherever books are sold. And and guys, even though it's pink, you want to go ahead and buy it for yourself because you want to know what the ladies are up to, if nothing else. right, Catherine? Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
So sometimes I think that professional women who are also mothers trying to have as much of everything as they can, trying to eat the whole thing, right, you know, as we say, sometimes they probably feel like the world is against them. It's a man's world, a glass ceiling, you know, that whole thing. But then I also think that there's something else, and I want to ask you about this. Women do something to themselves that I think is a bigger obstacle, and that's what I call the G word, and that's guilt. Women are better or worse, maybe I should say, at the guilt thing, much worse than men are. Men feel guilty, but we don't guilt ourselves. Women guilt themselves. What do you think?
I think that's you've probably got a pretty good point in a lot of situations. I think that women feel a lot of different things, a lot of empathy, taking on a lot of maybe what they believe their children are feeling.
Or other people.
Other people, exactly right. And I mean, that's one of the chapters in my book, is learning what that is and learning what to do with that so you can go forward and be happy and functional in your life.
You're talking about if you're not happy, move on.
There's a couple different chapters that talk about that.
Do you use the G word in this book, though? That's the thing. That I just really think that women ought to. I mean, I've got a mother, a wife, and a daughter, and you know, and I've worked with women all my life, and one of the things I've noticed is that if there was one thing holding them back, that if we cleared everything else out of the way so you could have it all, women would still have this impediment that where they feel guilty about things they probably shouldn't feel guilty about.
Yeah, and I think women are learning to work with that, and you know, the first thing to anything is to recognize that you're doing it, right?
Right.
Recognize that that's something you're putting on yourself, and understanding what it is. I think one of my chapters that talks about that is swimming the stream going your way.
Yeah.
And what that talks about is, you know, surrounding yourself with people who enrich you, energize you, you know, make you feel great, understand you. And so you can talk about and recognize whatever it is you might be feeling,
right,
and work through it and release it and let it go. Rather than, you know, we've all had people in our lives, and maybe women more than guys kind of accumulate that, who you're responsible for. You're always saving or helping or doing.
Yeah.
That's exhausting.
That's the Wendy syndrome.
Exactly.
Now, you know, my wife has been recovering from guilt with me, and here's what it sounds like. Get it yourself. So she's doing a pretty good job, I think, of getting over that. So instead of getting me something when I ask her, she says, get it yourself. So I feel like she's doing pretty good. What do you think?
I think that sounds pretty good. I like that. and you sound pretty capable of getting it yourself, too.
Yeah, I'm mobile. I'm ambulatory. I can move.
Yeah. Exactly.
And see, I'm learning too, because I say yes, dear.
right. And that's very important, sure. And, you know, I think the thing, too, is when you talk to, you know, now that my girls are grown and I talk to them back about certain situations, the things that maybe I felt that I guilty about missing, or if I, you know, someone else drove them, they look at me like I'm insane. No, we have no problem with that. It was fine.
This is my point. If you look, there are things. I think the difference between men and women. I don't want to make it sound like men don't feel guilty, because I remember feeling guilty about things. I still have guilt feelings about things that I didn't do with my kids, for example, that I wish I had done. But here's the thing: men are less likely to self-impose unrealistic guilt than women are. I think women cook up guilt, and I just think that that's something they ought to think about and try to eliminate. What do you think?
Right. Well, I think that's a really good point. I think that's one of the things we churn, we think about, we go over in our minds, and I think mm-hmm. that's part of swimming in the stream, surround yourself with people, and be able to address it and work it out and go forward.
So Catherine, can women have it all?
Absolutely.
They can?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can have it all. Absolutely. You have to learn the rules of the road. You have to open your life to new people. And
read these 10 things that somebody should have told Catherine, but she now is telling you, right, Catherine?
Exactly.
10thingsbook.com. Catherine Smith Diedrich is the author and our good friend. Will you come back another day, Catherine? We got more to talk about.
I'd love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Catherine Smith Diedrich, ladies and gentlemen. That was fun, and I didn't get beat up too bad, did I? 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.